Creativity is contagious. Pass it on in any way possible. Albert Einstein.
Hi, creatives. Thank you for joining us on this new episode of Season 3 of Brewing Up Creativity. I am your host, Danielle Bonte, and I am a full-time entrepreneur and the lead graphic designer of my Toronto graphic design studio, Danielle Bonte Designs. I'm on a mission to inspire creatives like yourself to pursue your creative dreams one podcast episode at a time. Whether you're new here or an avid listener, I'm incredibly happy you're here, and I'm really excited about today's all-new episode. Joining myself today on this episode is Nikki Foster. Nikki is the creator behind the DIY by Nikki Foster, a resourceful YouTube channel and blog that hones in on budget-friendly home DIYs, room makeovers, and crafts. Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am just so excited to discuss content creation and putting your creativity online just to help inspire people to pursue what they love in any capacity, whether it's hobbies, full-time, or being an entrepreneur. I think it's awesome. But before we jump into it all, I just want to ask how you're doing and how your day is going.
Thank you so much for having me on to your podcast. I am doing very well. Thank you. My day is going pretty good. Today's kind of a busy day. One of those mom and creativity schedules going on today.
Well, you're handling it well, right?
Thank you.
You're so active with posting and then being like the best mom ever. I sometimes wonder how the heck you do it and you organize your days. I'm sure every day looks so different for you though.
Oh my God. You know, it's funny because I actually see other people online and I'm like, I don't know how they do it. I'm like, do they have like a team or like, how do they get everything done? But it's me and my two boys and my husband, of course, and the four of us kind of just make everything happen. And it's really important. I think family is important and it helps with all of it. Like it helps with me staying creative. It helps me help them, my kids, be creative. And my husband's actually into music, so he helps with the creative side too.
Wow.
So it's kind of like one big circle of, joy here.
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize it's a full creative family. Like your boys must be seeing this full force between the both of you. Like they must be creative in their own ways too, since being surrounded by it.
Yeah. So, I mean, my husband, he works in the financial industry, but he went to school to play the saxophone and he went to arts high school, but we still implement it here. And then, so my boys also see me doing my creative projects and I'm very hands-on. I love using my hands to do projects and that's why I love painting. Even when I was doing the floors and stuff, they were like, can I help mommy? So I'm really hands-on, but it's just, again, like you said, it's the full force of it. I think they get it from both directions,
I love that. I didn't have any creativity in my house, so it was kind of just me on my lonesome, doing whatever I did. So it's so nice.
Figuring it out as you went along.
Exactly. If I wanted to try drawing, that was by myself. If I wanted to try music, that was me by myself. I mean, they were full on so supportive, but it was just kind of on my own end. So I love that your boys get to see this. And even if you're not pursuing that creative field full time, kind of like your husband, it's so nice that you guys get to come home. Well, your husband gets to come home and they still get to see that you can have hobbies in the creative realm without always having to pursue it full time. But I think it's neat that how creative you guys all are. But before we dive into what you do and talking about it more intensely, I got this icebreaker question for you.
Okay.
And it is, what is your go-to coffee or tea order? Or is there something you're making at home that you're loving right now?
So I grew up with my grandmother having her coffee extra light with two sugars. And I have been using the same method when I order my coffee. Like if I go to Dunkin', I'll get that. But if I go to Starbucks, I usually get a hot caramel macchiato. That's if I'm really needing the extra energy,
It's so good. I don't care what anybody says. That caramel macchiato just hits different.
It does. And then, so I actually started asking questions. I'm one of those people, how many espresso shots does the grande have? How many does the venti have? Oh, I need a venti today. Today's one of those days,
Yeah. The only reason I would know, and I don't ask questions, I probably should. I should just berate the baristas with all of my questions. What I'll end up doing is I'll go in the app and I'll see how many shots, or can I add in some extras or put in some less?
Yeah.
And then that's my introverted side though, Nikki. I will find any way to try and find an answer
without being like in someone's face. But I honestly need to start doing that though, because, well, first of all, any caramel macchiato is delicious. But if I can get that extra shot of espresso on any day that it's needed, like honestly today and just this week in general, it's been so busy. It's so delicious. It's so good. Anything caramel.
I agree. I've tried the lattes, but the caramel macchiato, like, especially if I'm like on the fence about what to get, I'm like, I'm just going to stick to my norm, you know, like I know it's going to be good. That's my go-to. But like, yeah, at home, I make the, you know, easy. I don't know how to do all that fancy stuff.
I don't
home,
either.
But just like a quick Keurig with the cream and sugar, I'm good.
Yes, I'm not good at that either. I wish I was. I think it's one of those skills that I wish I kind of honed into and learned. Mm-hmm. But I'm good. Like, I just make my simple coffee at home and then it's my treat. Like, I'll go out and get that elaborate and fancy coffee made by somebody else that honed in on their skills.
Exactly. Exactly. I feel you. I'm there with you.
All right. Let's get into things. Let's kind of talk about your journey into discovering YouTube and content creation and DIYing. Like, where did it start from and what sparked this interest?
Oh, you know, it's funny. Every time that I get asked this question, I always have like an extra piece of information to like add on. So I have always been into like the creative world. Like, my mom used to do like a little bit of arts and crafts growing up. So I seen that and I really like liked it, but I didn't really start getting into it myself until I guess I was like, I don't know, kind of like in college. And then just outside of college, this is like my whole little journey. I can't like tell the story without telling a little bit of background. But after I graduated college, I worked for a company that they licensed Martha Stewart crafts. And she was like so big at this time. This was like, I was like, oh my God, this is like the dream job. I need to work here. You know, and that company was so good. It really just honed in on creativity from like all aspects. And I mean, like, just like, this is like when glitter started getting really popular and just like paper crafts and all these sorts of things. And it was so good to be immersed in that environment. And I really feel like that recharged something in my soul. And once I was done with that, and like a few years down the road, my husband and I, we bought our first house, and I started like just doing like all these sorts of projects. And I'm like, oh, I kind of want like a piece of art here. So I would take those skills that I had learned at my job, you know, and kind of introduce it into the house. And then I would paint a room. I'm like, you know, I kind of need like a piece of furniture here. And I would like kind of envision what I wanted it to look like. This was before I had a YouTube channel. And because I had did all that stuff in like our first house, I was like, I should start recording this. Like, I should start documenting my journey, you know, because everyone's journey looks different. And then also just what made me start the YouTube channel was like, if someone else needed the help, you know, like if I'm me, but not me, like, and I mean, I'm like, I'm looking for information. How would I know how to go do it? So that just kind of set me on the road to YouTube. And I was like, you know, that I really was documenting it for myself and family. But I also was thinking in the back of my mind, if someone else out there needed some easy tips and tricks, here's where they can find it. So that was basically how everything got started. And then now it's been a kind of like a roller coaster in a very good way. I'm very proud that I did that.
And the timing is impeccable too, because now YouTube is huge. And whenever I follow and I tune into YouTube YouTubers, they always say like the best thing I did was just get started like years ago, because the platform's just grown tremendously. And it's so cool how there's so many different niches that people, whether it's like a day in the life or showing these hands-on projects. And it was cool of you actually to point out that you could have used the help back then. And there's people that like will just resort to Google and look up some instructions. But I think we're visual and people love just seeing a personal experience and how to do it. And knowing that there's a reliable source like you who can post these tutorials. But also, I'm sure there's people that are just nosy and they love your style and they want to learn more about you too and seeing your face. Like, that's what people love seeing. And so you took up these projects and you clearly enjoyed it. Like you said, you've been creative. But when you picture yourself like years ago, did you think you were ever going to take up YouTube and it would be like your full-time career? Or like, did you feel like it would go this way?
I did not. I grew up in a house where like the traditional go to college, get a job was like what was preached like my whole childhood. So for me to like take a chance and just kind of do something like that. I really, you know, it's funny. I had to like really commend my husband because he's the one that really pushed me to do it. I didn't even know where to start. A little bit before the episode, we were talking about how I was like, I kind of just use all his equipment. I just got started by using his, he used to do like photography on the side, and I just got started by using his photography equipment. I just started using his stuff. He showed me how to do a few things, showed me how to edit, and I just kind of got, you know, it was very much so putting one foot in front of the other though. So I knew that I wanted to start a YouTube channel once I started doing some projects, and it wasn't only just home DIY stuff. It was like, oh, well, you know, this skirt, this little skirt hack was cool. Maybe I'll start with sewing. So I did get started doing a couple of sewing videos. And then I was like, you know, I kind of want to do like, I want to show him how I'm going to transform this room. I'm just going to record it. So I used all his stuff, and I just got started doing something I knew how to do and using the things that I have. So a lot of people always ask, well, you know, is it too late to start? Can I get started whenever? Oh, yeah. You know, like, how do I get started? I mean, I know some people use their phones to even get started. You know what I mean? I was lucky enough to have my husband's equipment, so I just used exactly what he had. And at the time when I got started, I wasn't even using an automatic focus camera. I was using a camera that was literally for photography. You know, it has like manual focus on. I was just using that. I was like, all right, I'm going to just make sure this aperture is wide open so you can see everything. So, you know, you just never know if you like really truly believe in yourself and get started where it can lead you. You know, I had thought about, you know how when you're thinking about something, it kind of lingers with you for a while before you actually do it. It's like it's something telling you to like kind of go for it. So
your gut.
Yeah, it's like definitely your gut. So I was like thinking about it for a while. I didn't know what I would record at first, though, because, you know, that self-doubt sometimes really like kind of sneaks in there sometimes, like, well, am I good enough to even like show what I can do? Am I, you know, I tucked that away. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start recording. It doesn't matter. Whoever needs to see it will see it. You know, whoever needs to hear the message will hear the message, you know? So I just kind of got over that and just really just went for it. And I'm so glad that I did. I have to say that I am someone who can be a little bit introverted at times and very shy. But now that I've been recording and posting my stuff online, that kind of like shield has like kind of slowly melted away a little bit. So even like doing this podcast and like, you know, being on here at first, I'm like, ooh, I'm like a little nervous. But then I'm like, you know, I can do this. I can totally do this, you know. So
100%.
I just kind of give myself those pep talks and then just put one foot in front of the other and, you know, kind of go for it.
It's so nice to seeing, like, just to see you and hear about the fact that you just faced self-doubt and you kind of did it anyways. It's so hard to even just do that and try to talk yourself out of those negative thoughts. Sometimes I find that it's just hard, like incredibly hard and a skill in itself, right? Mm-hmm. And just to do it, even if it doesn't feel perfect or it doesn't feel 100% right, because sometimes you think, well, if I do it when I have the right tools and equipment, or when I do it when my skills are better, when I do it when I have a bigger and a better space. Like it's, we have all of these different thoughts that come into our mind. Like this will be the perfect time, but honestly, there's never going to be a perfect time because even when you think it's going to be perfect, you're going to find another reason why it's not.
Yeah. And that's the reason why, you know, and it's not just me saying this. This is so many other people that say the same thing. Like just get started with what you have, you know? And also another thing is like, when you do get started with what you have, you kind of realize whether it's the direction you want to go in or not. So that kind of helps you still propel forward or just like, you know, take a step back and be like, you know what? I actually thought I wanted this, but now I want to try this instead. All of those things really just help to hone in on like the creativity and just kind of like the direction you want to take your life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I am a big believer in kind of getting started with what you have, you know, just basically like you were saying before. I was someone who, just like you described, was just like, oh, well, I'm just going to wait till this. I'm just going to wait till this. I'm going to wait till I have this. And then you realize it's like, all right, well, how many more years is it going to take to get all these things? How much more time are you going to waste before, you know, you kind of just go for it, you know? I still do that even now, like when I'm just like about to do a project. And this is why I call it like my DIY journey. Because I'm still learning too. You know, there's certain things I picked up as I put one foot in front of the other, and then I'll just take those skills and apply it to the next project and the next project and the next project. And honestly, I'm starting to realize, I think that's what a lot of other professionals do as well. You know, they don't know everything just going in. You know, you got to learn and you got to start somewhere.
We're always learning. And that's why, like, I know it's a dream to put on paper like we are an expert. And in our own way, we are experts mm-hmm. in what we do. But I think the best thing to hear from somebody, and it's always so inspiring, is when someone says, like, I am forever going to be a student. I always want to learn. I always want to refine my skills. Mm-hmm. So when we compare to people that seem to be years along further in their journey than us, it's easy to compare, but truly, like, I think everyone's got their own level of expertise, and we're all here to go on our own journey, and mm-hmm. we're always learning. And so there's no reason to compare. Even if we do, hey, we all do it. Like, I've been there, I've done that. I still do that. But
like, I don't think anyone's immune from that, to be honest with you. I feel like, again, there's so many. I think that's the one good thing about social media, though, too. A lot of people start bringing out these conversations that normally we're like, am I doing this by myself? Am I the only one who thinks this, you know? And it's so many of us, and it's other people. Like, I look at online too, you know, like way bigger influencers than me, and then they'll come out with a story or a Instagram reel or post, and they're talking about like their self-doubt. I'm like, oh my God, she feels that way too, you know?
Yeah, we don't have unique thoughts or experiences, at least from what I've learned with like watching countless YouTubers, content mm-hmm. creators, and even just having this podcast. Mm-hmm. That's why I always love asking about like the journey, because we really mm-hmm. seriously sometimes just follow the same kind of route or path where we're trying to like explore and find ourselves. And mm-hmm. oh, I even like that you said that if you don't try, like, you never know. So even if it doesn't work out for yourself, at least you were able to kind of go through that process and learn more about yourself and what you're meant to do. So I even love that you said that. But yeah, those thoughts, like, we're always mm-hmm. like, it's always there, but it's just a matter of still pushing through and doing what we want to do, even when they come up. But you've built such an amazing community for yourself.
And, thank you.
I'm sure you have like that pivotal memory or that moment when maybe one of your videos took off, or you saw your first comment that kind of just made you so giddy. Like, oh my God, I impacted somebody. Like, I'm sure you've got that core memory.
Let me tell you, like, as you say it, I have the feeling, and like, I have chills, because I totally remember having like 220 or 222 subscribers. I remember the highway I was driving down when I got like 222. I was like, woo-hoo, look at me go, you know. I just kept celebrating the small wins. And once you get to 100 subscribers on YouTube, you're able to get like your own, like your personal link. So like, for instance, my YouTube is youtube.com/DIY by Nikki Foster. That's what it is now. But before you get to 100 subscribers, it's like, ABC123543211. Like, it's like this long, drawn out channel name. And, you know, you kind of want to make sure it's customized. And I like my stuff to kind of match. So I'm like kind of like a neat freak that way. And I was so excited. And then when I hit that mark, I was able to get it somehow. I think you have to have it for like a month or something like that. So finally, I think when I hit the 222 person who subscribed to my channel, I was able to like apply for it and get my custom URL.
Yeah.
I remember that feeling. I remember my channel just kind of taking off, and it was just so surreal, because I felt like I was like actually helping other people in the community, other homeowners, you know. And it's what I do on YouTube is not like a fake thing. I do it myself. It is for real. And I know a lot of people do like fluff and stuff like that. I like to keep it real, you know, because again, like if someone like me is looking like, how do you do this? Can I do it? You know, people have so many questions. And I think that home is like really what you make it. And not everyone has like a $10,000 budget that they can just spend on one room. You know, sometimes people want to do stuff.
True.
Yeah. Like on a budget, or just like a quick idea that they can refresh to make coming home feel good, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember that feeling, and I just felt very blessed. I felt really blessed, and I was so happy that I was able to, like, I don't know, I guess make a connection with the people that are in my community.
Yeah, and have it resonate. And yeah, I always mm-hmm. say, like, being a creative, sometimes people think like we're not helping, but mm-hmm. honestly, we're helping people in so many different ways. It depends what you're doing, but I love the fact that you were able to kind of have that moment where you thought, I'm helping people, and people are resonating, and mm-hmm. it appeals to people with different budgets or different backgrounds or wherever they're coming from. Like, what you put out there could help a lot of people with a lot of different backgrounds and wherever they're coming from and their own stories, you know? And I think it also allows people to see their own capacity and what they can do for themselves versus always resorting to going the exterior route of finding somebody else or spending money that they probably didn't need to. And people, what they can do on their own that they didn't even know, I think is so awe-inspiring that you have the capacity and that you've been able to do that for people. So I feel like it means like a lot to you knowing that you've built this community from scratch and people follow you, they engage with you, they try out what you're doing, or they just love to see what you're doing. Do you think it's important for people to be putting this kind of content out there? Like where, whether it's DIYing or just in creativity in general, do you think it's really important for people to kind of see this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I truly believe that. Like, I think before I even had a platform, before I was even an adult, creativity has always kind of been like that grounding point in my life. And I guess I didn't really know what to look for or how to talk about it before, like when I was like a younger like kid or anything like that. But now that I'm an adult and I see the impact that like honing in on some of these skills has had on me, even my children now, like you were saying earlier in the podcast, those things are, well, first of all, I feel like it has a different effect in different ways. So I feel like a lot of times it can boost confidence, you know? So like when you step back and look at something you did, you feel very proud and that can boost confidence. And then just also just literally the creative side of things, like, you know, that again, it kind of, it's like almost like a dotted line. Like you still feel proud, but in a different way, like, whoa, that's really cool. I can make stuff, you know? And then the other step, like I was saying before, is like, well, I'm like so proud of myself that I made something, you know? So I think creativity in general, you know, for like all sorts of backgrounds, like artists, and then like you said, home DIY and just different things, even music, you know, like, you know, there's so many times that people who put out an album, like, oh my God, that helped me get through this, you know, or novels, you know, sometimes people read books and it's like helps them get through something that they might be going in their lives or that helps them get to the next level in their lives. You know, I started reading a lot of, kind of like self-help / self-development, personal development books, like over the last couple of years. And again, even though those are like nonfiction, not necessarily like, oh, I created this character out of, you know, out of thin air, those books still help people, you know? So it's still, I just feel like it, again, like it's like that one full circle. Yeah. Like it helps in so many different ways. And, you know, one other book that I did read, it was for writing, but have you ever read Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert? Have you ever read that book?
I did. Yeah. But like a while back. Yeah.
Yeah. This book is years old, but still that's one of the books that I felt like helped me change my perspective on like self-confidence and like just go for it. So I did read her book and I was like, you know what? Like she just almost like put the battery in my back. Like you can do this, you know, like, and it wasn't for writing, even though all sorts of creativity, I like writing, you know, I like doing crafts and stuff too, but even just like kind of like, you know, I can just start that YouTube channel. What's the worst that can happen? I wasn't looking to get 100K subscribers or whatever, 140,000 subscribers. I was looking to just kind of put the information out there and it just helped me to do what I needed to do. You know what I mean?
Hi, creatives. I'm coming at you with an amazing solution to automate your business so you can focus on exactly what you need to do while elevating your client experience. Dubsado helps to manage client projects, automate your work, and grow your business all at once. You can use Dubsado to sign contracts, collect payments, send custom forms, and get your time back in these custom workflows all in one place. It's a business management platform for everybody, and it is designed to fit your business. I used Dubsado to run my graphic design studio, Daniela Ponte Designs, and it helps me to uplevel my client experiences and make more time for myself. It's made sending proposals, invoices, contracts, and more such a breeze. If you're looking to make a difference in your systems, you can receive 20% off your first month or year by using my link or code within the show notes below. Let's get back to the episode. Putting yourself out there is beneficial for ourselves and for the people that end up watching it. And it's funny you should say that you didn't expect to grow the channel to what it became, because I feel like sometimes when things take off, it's usually not expected. Like, we know we want to work towards it and we want to be consistent and we want to show what it is that we're doing or helping people, but we don't know who it's going to reach. We don't know what it's going to become. We're not fortune tellers. But when it does, you think, wow, this is probably something that I was seriously meant to do.
Yeah.
And it's one of those like key signals where it's like, I'm so thankful I did that, because it's so helpful for myself to know that my content is resonating with a certain group of people. And like, yours is like so big, but I think we all just love to DIY in our own respect too, though.
Yeah.
Like, I love to be able to just like repaint something and it ends up looking brand new, or, you know, building something from scratch that I didn't even think I could be able to build from scratch. And even with the seasons too, I feel like different seasons hone in on our different creativity. Like in the winter, we might do something inside our home because we're in we're inside all the time. And in the summer, we do something outside, or we just can get outside and do the project, like spray painting or whatever it is. Like, there's so many different things that inspire us. But I am so thankful for the YouTube community. I mean, I'm not a part of it, but every morning I start my day and I watch a creative YouTuber. And it just helps to start my day off on the right note. Yeah. And actually, I don't think a lot of people know that about me. Like, I need to start my day off with some form of inspiration. It is always a creative YouTuber.
Yeah. What kind of creativity YouTube videos do you watch in the morning?
Ooh, so I either love to watch chefs. So actual, like, you know, home cooks that just pick up their camera and show what they're making. I love that. And I love the home DIY section too. And then I love the graphic design community, as you probably, it's already probably expected from anyone that's listening to me, but on it's inspiring to see other people's processes and them willing to put that out there, because I cannot, I am so shy. I try to, but like at the end of the day, I feel like I'm so awkward. So that's why I love seeing you and other people being able to put what you do out there. Like, even like the raw footage of sometimes when you mess up, but you're able to kind of take the mistake and make it look amazing somehow. Like, I commend you guys for being able to do it. And I love watching it. It's so much fun because it shows, it's such a humanistic approach with a world that kind of seems always digital. And I know it's a digital platform, but that's why we resort and we want to watch people doing these creative projects. It's a lot more inspiring than just reading something or not being able to visualize it or see a human behind it. So like, I love that. I feel like it connects people a lot better.
Yeah. That's a really cool thing that you do in the morning. I'm getting my kids ready to get out the door. So I don't need time to put anything on. I wish. I think about that. I'm like, oh, you know, a nice positive message would be really good right now.
And real
like,
great.
And I hear, Mommy.
That's your positive message for your
breakfast.
I know. You got to, I mean, like, you, of course, they always come first. And that's why I say to you, like, I know that every day must look so different for you with being able to pick up the camera, and your kids might run into it while you're doing it. And maybe they want to, you know, become a part of the project, or they might.
My one son, my oldest, he loves being in the videos with me. Sometimes I'm like, all right, now I have to finish this. So you have to like go and play a video game or go read a book or something, you know. But when he can help me, I let him, because I don't want to like shun him away from helping when it's like possible for him to. So yeah, I like let him be included and he can be around. But if I'm working with like, I don't know, certain tools and stuff that I feel like he might, if he gets distracted, he could hurt himself. I just like, I'd rather you just like you and your brother go play with like the Legos and stuff. Yeah. Just, you know, just it's only for safety. You know what I mean? So,
of course. But you've inspired your boys in some way to pursue what they love by being able to see you having this type of a job and doing it. And of course you're doing that with other people too. So
you know what? It's actually funny you said that, because like again, my oldest, when I post a YouTube video, he's like, hey, did you get a new YouTube video posted yet? You know, he's like always checking for me. He's one of my biggest fans. Him and my husband are both my biggest fans.
Keeping you accountable.
He looks for them, or and he'll play. He's like, look at DIY. Like, he'll make fun. I'm like, DIY by Nikki Foster.
That's amazing. I hope he hears this. And he turns in and he's like, I don't sound like that.
Oh yeah, he's like very precise. Like, that's not my voice at all. But it is really encouraging to have like a supportive family too, you know, yes. Just like in general, because sometimes some of the practice could get a little stressful, but that's why I'm glad I have them, that I could just like, you know what, if I have to step away from a project, you know, there's certain times I'm like, look guys, I had to turn off the camera. I could not figure this out. I needed to take a breather for a day, you know, because it's real. Sometimes you have something planned out in your head, and then when you go to execute it, it's like, oof, it just didn't work the way I was hoping it would work, you know. But and that's, again, that's one of the things about doing it yourself. You can figure it out. I feel like it keeps your brain pretty sharp too, you know, like, you know, you kind of
problem
just,
solving.
Like, exactly. Problem solving. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, things never go, honestly, I wish they would, but things never go our way the first time around. Mm. And it can be so incredibly frustrating. And then you start to feel burned out. I'm glad that you take those breaks and you just go spend some time with your family or you talk about it. And then you go back to it because it allows yourself to think about it. And what's the next best motive into achieving the project and the goals that I want. I like,
you know what I do sometimes too? This is just like a tip for maybe some of the other creators or whoever's maybe listening. But even though I mainly do like home DIY on my channel because I like want to document my process and just like I want to learn new skills as I'm doing them. But I do sometimes take a step back and be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a Cricut project today, you know? So I'm not like forcing myself to only do something that's that can sometimes be stressful. Like it's fun, but sometimes certain things it's like, you know what? Or not only stressful, but sometimes it could just be physically exhausting. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to sit at my crafting desk and make something, you know, we're going to make wall art, you know? So sometimes those projects too, it's still in the DIY realm. So it could just be a little bit more relaxing and that can keep my creative juices flowing too. So I don't like burn out, I don't lose steam, and it still allows me to keep wanting to do what I like to do.
So, oh, that's so smart. And it's the literally epitome of finding balance in it. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so if you've just done a big project and it was kind of tiring, but you still want to be creative, you can implement these smaller projects that allow you to still rekindle and be able to pursue what it is that you love without it feeling stressful. I love that. I think that's such a great pointer, a tactic to
So that's what I've been like finding balance. I have like a plan. And again, like you said, nothing ever works out like the way it's supposed to. Like my timelines always get like thrown off, but it's okay. I just like, you know, I'm just going to roll with the punches. Whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to keep going, you know. And then sometimes like, you know what I was doing? Like for instance, the last couple of projects I was doing my kitchen, I'm still working on my kitchen. And then I pivoted to the living room because I had got one of the sponsored videos. So I had to post that one first before I could finish the kitchen. But now I'm like, all right, well, I'll just toggle between the two rooms. And, you know, I'm not going to make this a stressful thing. Like if I need to, I'm sure my audience appreciates all the content that's being produced and it doesn't have to be a precise timeline. Like I just like feel like it's better to take it easy on yourself, you know, like stay accountable, keep doing what you want to do, but it's better to take it easy on yourself than stress out about how I was supposed to have this done 2 weeks ago, because, you know, I just feel like it's
toxic worth the stress. Sometimes.
Like you don't want to beat yourself up about a video being 2 weeks late or 3 weeks late. Like it's really not that serious. You know what I mean? So that's how I look at it. I know other people just like, they're like, I got to put it. All right. Well, that's you, you know?
No, I think that's such a positive mindset and motto to live by because it's true. Yeah. No one's going to lose their, you know, crap if you don't post. they're keeping their eye out for it. But like at the same time, if it's a little bit later, it's a little bit later and it's probably worth the wait too because they get to see like the full encompassing results and the process with it. And you're a very transparent YouTuber and content creator, which I love.
Thank you.
I think it's like we need that in the world, especially with some people. We always post what looks pretty and not the behind the scenes. And I always love how honest you are. Even in this episode, like you've been so incredibly honest. And if there's like one thing you could leave the episode off with for those who are looking to get into content creation or just pursuing creativity, but wanting to put it online, what's one thing you would say to them if they're kind of reserved or holding back a bit?
Well, I mean, honestly, it is really kind of like what we started the episode with, is just you kind of got to just get started. You never know what you can do until you put it out there and you try it. You know, it's okay to take risks as well. So if something's not working and you want to like kind of pivot and try something different, it is really okay to take a, I guess it's really okay to take a chance on yourself and, you know, just some of the things you're thinking about doing. I also think that if someone was to get started, they can like pre-record maybe 5 different things that they are interested in and kind of see what sticks to, what resonates with other people, and then kind of just feel it out, see what they like doing the best. And eventually the right people are going to find their message and their content, mm-hmm. you know, and their creativity. There's always someone out there for someone, you know, and that includes just like a worldwide audience who's looking to connect. You know, some people might be looking to connect with like a certain person's personality or just like their style, their aesthetic, you know. Also, some people do things and they don't even have to show their face. So if you're doing like home DIY or just like crafting things, people do like the over the head.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know exactly what
shots.
You're talking about.
I forget the term.
Me too.
Yeah, like the over. You know, it looks like it's like from
a bird's eye view. Yeah.
Like the from above shots. If you're doing like, let's say you're an artist and you want to show like how you can draw and paint and stuff like that, some people just do the over the.
It's so relaxing.
Overhead. You know, just buy a few tools. I mean, I tried all sorts of equipment from like Amazon and stuff. You know, you really do have to try and see what works for your setup, for your house. Like everyone's lighting setup is different. Everyone's everything is just different. I mean, that's like super technical, but you know, once you get started, you know, things will be led to you and everything will fall into place.
Yeah. Things that are meant to be will be. And we just got to put ourselves out there. And that's the best thing we can do, which is mm-hmm. literally what you said. And one time somebody said to me, there's always a seat at the table for you. And if not, build it. And if it's not at that table, go find the best, like your table mm-hmm. that you're meant to be
at. Start your own table. Yeah.
Start your own damn table. Yeah. It's so true. And you're never going to find it without putting yourself out there and being uncomfortable. So,
yeah, that is very true. It's very uncomfortable in the beginning, but once you keep doing it, you'll find that it gets easier as you just keep trying to do things, you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, to leave things off, I want people to be able to find you and see what you're up to. So let me know if there's anything that the listeners should look out for and where everyone can find you.
Okay. So, I mean, I have a few new videos that are going to be coming up soon, and that's going to be on my YouTube channel. I always post there first because that's like the longest, most detailed, you know, videos that you could find. And that is DIY by Nikki Foster, N-I-K-Y Foster. And then for social, they can find me at DIY by Nikki Foster on most social media platforms. And then on Instagram, it's Nicole Foster.
And for everybody listening, what Nikki just said, it will all be down below in the show notes, and keep your eye out for her new episodes and see what she's up to next. She's always got a new project up her sleeve, and it's always so cool to see what you're doing with, you know, your house or whether it's just a project for yourself. I think it's so cool to keep up with it. And so, yeah, everyone check it out when you can. But thank you so much, Nikki. Like your journey is inspiring. Your tips are so relatable and achievable as well, I should say.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it just makes you realize that you can do whatever it is you put your mind to. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode. We're always brewing up something new for all of you to tune into and love hearing from you. Our team over here on Brewing and Creativity would love it if you joined our community in any capacity, whether it be checking us out on Instagram at Brewing and Creativity or leaving a review to help us better serve you as listeners. If you're looking to join or sponsor an episode, reach out to us through email, which is linked in our episode's show notes below. Thanks, creatives.